Tortitas para mamá, tortitas para papá. Tostaditas para mamá, las otras para papá. Little tortillas for mamá, little tortillas for papá. Toasted for mamá, the others for papá. Tortillas. Round, thin, flat, made of corn. Kind of like skinny pancakes. They've been around since the days of the Aztecs. Now, children in Mexico and here still love to eat fresh hot corn tortillas. In fact, so do I. Mi suegra, my mother-in-law, Doña Cristina, me enseñó, taught me how to make tortillas hecho a mano, made by hand. And I'd like to share that with you now. It's really quite simple. All you need is some masa, cornmeal dough. You take a little bit and you roll it between the palms of your hands to form a ball. Now we need to flatten it out. Imagine that you have that ball of dough in the palm of your right hand, hand flat, straight out, facing up. Now turn your right hand over onto your left hand, kind of like clapping. Now turn your left over onto the right. We're going to start patting it back and forth, right onto left, left onto right, a little faster, a little faster. That's it. We're making tortillas. Now stop. Remember that for later. You never know. It just might come in handy. Once, there was una gallinita roja, a little red hen, who lived on a little farm in Mexico. She had lots of little pollitos, little chicks. And of course, since she lived in Mexico, her chicks didn't say peep, peep, peep. They said pew, 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 just like the nursery rhyme. Uno, dos, tres pollitos, cuatro, cinco, seis pollitos, siete, ocho, nueve pollitos, diez pollitos son pew, pew, pew. One, two, three little chicks, four, five, six little chicks, seven, eight, nine little chicks, 10 little chicks there are. Pew, 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 pew. Now, on that farm, there also lived un perro, a dog. Dog said, whoa, 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 whoa. Of course, on the farm, they also had una gata, a kitty cat. And the cat said, meow, meow. And don't forget, they had to have a pig. They had a lazy, good-for-nothing puerco who just said, oink, 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 oink. Now one day, la gallinita roja, the little red hen, was out looking for food to feed herself and all her little pollitos, her little chicks. Pew, pew, pew. As she looked around, there in the middle of the yard, she found un granito de maíz, a kernel of corn. Oh, this was good to eat. Pero a ver, it is not enough, no es bastante. It will not feed all of us. And then she had an idea. Yes, I know. If I plant the corn, it can grow and it will be enough to feed everyone here on the farm. So that's what she did. She called out, ¿Quién me ayudará? Who will help me to plant the corn? But el perro the dog just lifted his head and answered,
whoa, 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 whoa. Yo no, not I.
Y la gata, the kitty cat, meow, meow. Yo no, not I. Why, I might break a nail.
Y el puerco, the pig, oink, 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 oink.
Yo no, not I. I'm too tired.
So, la gallinita roja and all her little pollitos, her little chicks, pew, 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 they had to do it themselves. They began to plant the corn, and then they needed something, something for it to grow. Of course, agua, water. So, la gallinita roja called out, ¿Quién me ayudará? Who will help me to water the corn? But el perro the dog just looked at her and said,
whoa, 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 whoa. Yo no, not I.
And the cat, la gata, meow, meow. Yo no, not I. Why, I might break a nail.
Y el puerco, the pig,
Oink, 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 oink.
Yo, no, not I. I'm too tired.
So, La Gallinita Roja and all her little pollitos, her little chicks, pew, 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 they had to do it themselves. They went out and they began to water that corn. Well, you know what happens when you water seeds? They begin to grow. And the corn did. It grew, shh, and grew, shh, and grew, shh, until it was tall and ripe and ready to cut and grind into flour. Now, La Gallinita Roja called out, ¿Quién me ayudará? Who will help me to cut and grind the corn?
But El Perro the dog just answered,
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yo no, not I.
Y La Gata the kitty cat, meow, meow. Yo no, not I. Why, I might break a nail.
El Puerco the pig,
oink, 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 oink.
Yo no. Not I. I'm too tired.
So, La Gallinita Roja and all her little pollitos, her little chicks, pew, 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 had to do it themselves. They chopped down that corn. Chop, 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 chop. And they began to grind it in un metate, a flat stone with a stone rolling pin used to grind corn.
Grind, grind, grind.
Then La Gallinita Roja started making tortillas. She took the masa, the corn dough, started rolling it into small balls, and began patting them into round, flat tortillas. She made lots and lots of tortillas, put them onto the comal, the griddle, the cook, and it began to smell so good. Now La Gallinita Roja called out, ¿Quién me ayudará? Who will help me to eat the tortillas? Well, this time, El Perro the dog, who could smell the aroma of those delicious tortillas, had a different answer.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You'll see, I will.
Y La Gata, the kitty cat, meow, meow. You'll see, I will. And of course, El Puerco the pig,
oink, 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 oink.
You'll see, I will. I'm never too tired to eat.
Ah, pero La Gallinita Roja, the little red hen, said, eh, no tan rápido, no so fast.
Only those who helped us to grow the corn may enjoy them. And La Gallinita Roja and all her little pollitos, pew, 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 did. They ate those tortillas, and they were delicious. Now, remember how we made the tortillas in the beginning? It was very simple. You take the masa, the cornmeal dough, and roll it between your hands. Now, take that ball of dough, put it in the palm of your right hand, flat out, looking up. Then take the right hand and place it onto your left, like a clap. Take your left hand and flip it over onto the right. Now, start patting it back and forth, faster, faster, left onto right, right onto the left. Oh, I thank you for all your applause. Now, I hope you've enjoyed my stories. And as the saying goes, colorín colorado, este cuento se ha acabado. 3, 2, 1, my stories are all done, but yours are just beginning.